So we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Zayin Din Hey, and Chavetz Chaim is talking about the Isur of believing or listening to Lashon Hara. When is one permitted, or is there a time when one is permitted to listen to Lashon Hara or to believe Lashon Hara? So he said that we ended up saying that if there is a koyel, if there's a rumor that somebody did something wrong, even the fact that there's a rumor around town about it, that still is not a heter that a person is allowed to believe it. And he showed from various sources that a koyel is not enough to cause it to be considered believable information. Then the Mechaber says in Sif Hey, V'chol zeh shedibarnuhu b'stam ish Yisrael. When do we say that a koyel is not something that a person is allowed to believe? That's talking about if it's a koyel about a regular person. Havel in this chazek mikvar belav hochi l'odim rasha. But if it's been assumed, he has an assumed status of being a person who's a rasha. How? The nation is parshim olav kama pa'amim, because it's many times it has been popularized, so to say, sha'avar b'shot nefesh al yisur ha'yaduim l'chol Yisrael shehu aser, on things that everybody knows that it's clear that it's aser. It's not something that you could be melamed zchus, that you could say, oh, he probably didn't realize it's something wrong, kiniyuf kiyotz b'zeh, like adultery or something like that. He says, al ish kazeh mutal l'kabel lashon hara. On such a person, one is allowed to believe lashon hara. So in other words, he's saying there's a principle of when something is nisparsem and nischazek, that it's been already, it's not just like somebody said something you did wrong, but it's something that constantly there's a coil going out about various incidents of repetitious behavior about something which is clearly usher. And then the Chavetz Chaim says, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, in Sif Katan Yud, he says, first he says in the Haggos, he's saying, so this, well, before that Haggos, so he says in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, U'bedava she'muzik lanu arata she'nispaker bozet. In other words, let's say it's something which we know. In other words, unfortunately, this person, we know that, you know, he lives far away from a place by at work, from a kosher place. And, you know, he's been seen, you know, people saying that, you know, different people say that they've seen him, you know, always going to the Wendy's or the Migback that's right next to his office. That, so it's just something which has been mischazik already. It's not just that there's a coil that it happened once, but it's something that people, you know, everybody who's around that area keeps on seeing it, and that's already considered he's huchzak. It's already he's an assumed status. He says, "Uvo echad v'siper she'over ata oid hapam al zeh." And now somebody came and said, "Again, I saw that that he went into this place." So vade mutal hamin acharei dinischazek ar ato baverizu. Since he's already had an established that there's an assumed guilt about him, that there's a known guilt about him, so you could believe that. And then he says, "Vafilu beisa acher shalonis chazik arato." And even if now somebody says something, a different thing, somebody says they saw him do a different avera. That and this is the first time, so to say, that people have been talking about this avera. He says, "Gamkin nira demuta lahamin olam acherei diyotza michlal amisecha." So in other words, that the reason why we mutter to believe it is because since the Torah said that you loyselech rachel, that you can't be a rachel ba'amisecha, amongst unzara, one of us, and when a person is aver and aver a number of times, then he's already not considered an amisecha. He's not considered one of us. That there's an iser of speaking lashon hara with certain guidelines regarding such a person. Looks like a lot of information going back and forth here. I can smell it. There he says, "Gam kenur." He said, "I hope it's not lashon hara." V'raya lazeh. So he brings a raya. So he says, therefore, you're not considered amisecha. Once a person is not amisecha, the lav of believing lashon hara about such a person doesn't apply. So notice this is a chiddush. Notice the chiddush is until now he was saying that certain things tell us what the truth is. So in other words, if somebody is nischazek, that constantly everybody's talking about, not that he did it once. The fact that he did it once and everybody talks about it doesn't mean it's true. I mean, there are other things that happen on December 25th that everybody's talking about, but it doesn't mean it's true. Because somebody, he said it once. he told a few people about it, and they told their kids and their kids and their kids. So you can have 100 million people saying the same thing, but it's all based on one person, so that doesn't count. But if, let's say, you're constantly on different averas, different times, this is what's happening. Constant, different days, people are saying, oh, you saw him there. I saw him there the other day. And the other guy says, I saw him. And that, then it's already nischazik. If it's nischazik, in such a case, then one is allowed to believe that it's actually true. That's one halacha. The second halacha, now the Chafetz Chaim is telling us another halacha. There's a lav of speaking Lashon Hara, or listening to Lashon Hara about another Jew, or to be Mekabel Lashon Hara. She says, when the person is not B'chal Misecha, you don't have that lav. Now, she's not telling you because one guy said he's been always eating treif, and now somebody else came and said that, you know, I saw that, you know, there was a, that he read the label, and it said that this suit contains wool and linen, and he says, who cares? And he puts it on anyway, and he wears it anyway. It's a nice suit. He wears it anyway. So the fact that one person said that, halachically, do we know if it's true or not? I don't know if it's true. But the fact, there's no avera for me to be believing that. Normally, for you to believe on somebody, which means in English, you're looking down at that person, you're poskening, this guy is a no-goodnik. That's what you're doing in your mind. When somebody tells you something negative about somebody and you accept it, so then in your mind, you've poskened this guy, so to say, you've written him off as a not a good guy. So that's the law of Kabbalah Lashon Hara, that you're not allowed to, you know, unless there's, you know, you have two witnesses at Beis Din, so there's a law. But now, let's say if somebody tells me on a guy Lashon Hara, and I believe it, is it, there's no law of believing Lashon Hara about a guy. But the fact that there's no law doesn't mean it's true. I still don't know if it's true. But there's nothing, there's no avera for me to believe that it's true about that person. So the Chafetz Chaim is telling us two things. When something is nischazek, so then already we assume it's taka true. This guy taka goes to eating Big Mac. Because there's so many people, so many times have said it. So now it's nischazek. That's what the kind of this guy is. And if I believe it, it's not, there's no iser of believing now Lashon Hara. Because it's taka true. Then he tells us the second Chiddush the Chafetz Chaim. Then he says, but what about a different Aveira? He says, the first time I heard this, that about Shatnez. So does it mean it's true, it's not true? I don't know if it's true. But you don't have the Aveira of believing Lashon Hara, because he says he's not B'chal HaMisecha. And he brings a raya from the Gemara this, and then he says, even though L'chari you could be Mechalik, he says it's not because maybe he says, V'afal P'shiyesh L'chari is deleting Kabbalah Lashon Hara L'nizka B'tar HaMisecha. The Isser of believing Lashon Hara doesn't use the word Amisecha. It only talked about speaking Lashon Hara. So there wouldn't be an Isser of speaking Lashon Hara on a person who does the Aveira constantly. So he says, Mikom Mikom Lo Mistavra Lahachmir B'Makabel Yesh M'Saper. It's not logical that on such a person there's no Isser to say Lashon Hara, but yet there would be an Isser to believe Lashon Hara. He says, that's not logical. So therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says, you won't be over the Isser of believing Lashon Hara if he's a person that already is established that Hitaka does this all the time.
So the person that says he's aware of the Shatnez, he's not over the Isser of Lashon Hara?
If a person, the one who said it about him,